what?
Having a good time!
Like, on what?
Do you have a babe?
No, I threw it away the other day. Do you have yours?
No, it's burnt.
Damn.
I know. I was looking forward to this day.
I was looking forward to you.
I went to my mom's yesterday, and my grandma was swimming, and she was like, "Will you hand me my vape?" And I was like, "Yeah." And before I handed it to her, I said, straight into my mouth. She said, "What are you doing?" I said,
"Didn't she let you once?"
Yeah, yeah. I said, "Taking a hit."
You're like the whole.
But she likes weird flavors. She coffee flavored vapes. That is,
she's like,
I know.
Time for my morning coffee.
That is so enough. Nah.
To make her feel good about it, doing it in the morning.
Time for my morning macchiato. I don't. They're so bad. They're so nasty.
I bet.
But do I hit them?
Well, you still want that butt.
Well, I mean, God.
You don't want to sit a little comfortable.
Oh my God, he was so stinky last night.
Really?
So stinky.
Really?
I don't know.
Don't you shower him? Have you ever tried bathing your cats? I've seen some people do it. I don't know if I would do that to my cat or not.
I've tried.
I feel like if they were young enough. I feel like when they're big already, it's like they do not. And
I didn't.
Do not
I've done it with
Thena
a few times, but I've never done it to him because I'm high key scared.
I feel like I'd be scared. Like him, I wouldn't do it to him. I'd be scared. I'd be like, you'll.
For him, I get my hands like soaking wet with like warm water, and I'll run it through his fur, and then I'll brush him out because. I mean, cats pretty much clean themselves.
Wait, they groom really? Themselves when I send them, like...
But, like, I feel like...
They could use a little bit of clean. They need some help. Especially when they're outside cats.
Yeah.
Like, you could use that help.
Well, I try and give him a little... Yeah, like, he knows we're talking about him. I give him a little wet massage with my nasty wet hands, and I brush him out. But last night, I had to do it... I literally had to do it last night. I mean, this morning, because he stank so bad last
really?
Night. I don't know what it was.
What did you get into, Zoo?
I think... Okay... My, he kind of smelled like pee-pee. He kind of like, he kind of,
did
he,
you fart?
No, it was my shoe. Don't ever play me like that. I'm so tired of being played in my face. I'm so tired of it. Anyway,
it's okay.
I literally don't remember what I was talking about. I literally don't remember what I was talking about besides him being stinky. Mm. It was so,
you said you think he smelled like
he
pee.
He smelled like pee almost. And I think he like. I don't even know what happened.
Do you think he just got in the litter box?
I don't even know. It was like his whole belly was like damp and smelled like pee. And I was like, did you piss yourself?
I don't know how that fucking happened.
I was like, did you piss
on him? Well, she looked at me. She was like, no.
She said, damn right I did.
Does okay. Are you scared right now?
Yeah, she literally attacked him earlier. Oh, hi, sweetie. Oh. But, she's been more out now. Like, been out of her hiding spots. Well, she's mostly been sitting in here, but she really likes it in here.
That's why it's the cat room.
She sits on that chair for so many hours throughout the day.
Really?
So many hours. I don't even know what she's doing. I mean, I guess she's just looking outside, but every time I walk by, she's perched up on that chair again.
Mm-hmm. It's a comfy chair. Got some good vibes.
It's the cat
it.
Chair. You know what? It was my mom's, and she had so many cats. Mm. So many cats on that chair.
Do you think she smells them?
Do you smell them? I don't know. Well, anyway, I already start.
She's like, oh, the cat ancestors are here. Now
my ancestors have been here. They have. I'm glad you know. Oh. You know, sometimes I get worried that they're bored all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they see... Oh my God. But with Zucchini staying inside and wanting to stay inside, I get less nervous that Athena's bored because they're just doing the same shit.
Cat.
Yeah, there's another cat here, and they're just doing the same shit that she was doing before.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm like, okay, that's just like...
So they must be fine.
They must be just chilling.
If
he wants
play,
to stay.
They would play, yeah.
Or, you know, if she wanted to beat him.
Yeah. That's just keeps things a little interesting here.
Isn't
she beats him?
Isn't just sassy girl.
She's gotta remind him. She was the number one. Don't get too comfortable.
You'll always pick me. That's a lie. I'd pick both of them.
You said it.
However, yes, I'm not gonna lie and say that I don't have a favorite child. Mothers who say that they don't have a favorite are liars.
Right, I feel like they definitely have to have a favorite.
Right.
Even if it's not like, oh, like by a lot, like.
There's like one that you like. There's definitely one that's like your fave.
Like the go-to one.
Is that you?
I would say so. But also they're like, all of them are so young. They're in my ears. Like, what is she going to go to them for? So I feel like that real question will come into question. I feel like that question will come into question once they're all like of age. And they can actually like do shit, right? What are they going to do? Of course she's coming to me to like, oh, can you go get this? Oh, or talking to me about like stuff. Like I'm an adult. Like, she's not going to talk to an 8-year-old.
That would be hilarious, though.
No, I would be gagged. Because I know some people do that with their kids. Like, they treat them as, like, adults. Oh, did you not like that? Did you not like that? What a beautiful little girl.
Finally, laying down. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Chatterbox Crew, a podcast where each week we're going to talk about whatever we want. My name is Nathaniel Next.
And I'm Maria.
I hope that everyone grabbed a drink and a snack, and you guys are ready to chat. We have beverages today. Maria has you have water. Maria always has a water. Yeah. Maria always have a water.
Gotta be hydrated. Gotta stay hydrated.
Oh, hello. I've got a delicious...
Especially in this heat. Oh, girl, my God.
It has been so hot.
Girl, I know. I know.
You know, every year during the winter, I'm like, oh, no, I love summer. And then summer comes, and I'm like...
No, I will say, I'm a spring girl. Like... During spring, you can do anything while it still be warm. So, like, every time I'm like, oh, I can't wait for it to be warm again. Summer, like, I just know.
Summer's hot.
I just know I'm going to be hot and pissed off. Literally today when I got in my car, I'm like, oh, my God, it's so hot as I'm walking into my car. Then I get in my car, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Ooh, you got leather seats. I could feel,
no, mine are cotton.
Oh, yours are cloth?
Yeah, mine are cloth. Anyways, and I could feel the heat, like, come out. And I'm like, oh, my God. So I immediately, like, try to, like, turn on my car, and I get in. And right when I get in, I have shorts on, y'all. I guess I had a penny there on my seat. That shit burnt. My God. I was even more pissed. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me?
This has to be a joke, right?
Literally. I was like, you know how some people in the winter, they, like, turn on their car before they actually, like, go inside their car? I think I'm going to start doing that. But for the summer, I'm going to turn that shit on. Leave the AC on, step back inside in the AC, come back out.
You know summer's
hopefully
bad.
No one, like, steals my car, though.
I always get worried about that. When I used to do it that for happened. High school, I would think about, what?
That happened to my stepdad and my mom.
Whoa, what happened?
They just left their car on, I'm pretty sure in the winter, and then they were inside, and boop, someone stole it. Yeah, and I know it was one of our neighbors.
Did they get it back? Like,
no.
They never got the car back?
And I believe, back. I know it was one of our neighbors, because twice. And they said they saw no one out and about.
That's suspicious.
We got some suspicious neighbors.
That's weird.
So I'm like, I don't want to do it to my car.
I used to do it all the time before high school in the mornings. And I would always be like, what if I got there and my car's gone? What if it's just gone?
Yeah. I bet. If I were to do that, I would definitely be like, watching my car.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be doing other things. Like, I'd be like, sit there in the window, watching my car. Like, so if anyone tries it, I'm coming out there. I'm running out there with 911. Like, phone recording, like, I'm going out there, because you're not going to get away with my car. You're not, bitch.
You're not, bitch. Don't fucking even try it. Don't even try it.
No, because literally, don't fuck with me. That's my car. No, don't
you try it. You bought it with your money.
No, literally, all my money. I worked hard on that, bitch. Don't fuck with me.
Oh, my God.
So if I ever do, I'm watching my car.
No,
yeah. I'm watching that bitch like a hawk.
That's literally what I used to do. I would walk away. Like, I'd go start my car and then go inside to grab my backpack. So I'd get, like, you know, I had a little time. But every time I would go in my room and I couldn't see my car, I'd be like, oh, my God.
No, you'd be like, I was like,
I need to get to the living room now. ASAP. One time, I was sitting in my car before going to work. And some man just walked into my mom's driveway. I was at, like, inside, like, pretty deep into the driveway. Like, you would have to...
Be in
like, you'd have to be the... You'd have to, like, walk through, like, the entire front yard to go to where my car was. And he just walked up. Hey, I have a quick question. I said...
How did he even see you?
I don't... Well, I mean, I know the car was on, so maybe he just
heard
the car.
It, yeah. But, like, still but, so scary.
I rolled down the window this much, and I said, what? I said, what? I don't remember what he asked me. He asked me, like, how to get to, like, some part of town. And I was like, I literally don't know. Use your GPS.
Yeah, he's like, I don't have a phone.
I was gagged. In my yard.
No, that's so hello? Weird.
Hello. I was like, please don't talk to me. Oh, yeah. Please don't piss me off.
That's so weird.
Anyways, Maria, do you have a question for us?
Of course I do. Oh. Have you been keeping up with Love Island or watching it?
I have not been keeping up. I've been seeing clips and snippets on TikTok. I've been hearing others discuss about what's so been going good. On.
Like, you really need to check it out. I know you already heard a little bit of it when I was looking it up, but there's this one clip of Huda, which is actually what made me start watching it, because I used to watch Love Island a few years ago, or something, when it was on TV, because I'm pretty sure it was on TV. I was thinking of something else. But it didn't really keep me around that long. But then I started seeing clips of Huda specifically. And then I saw this one clip.
I know what clip you're about to show me.
It's so funny. I'm about to show it to you. Let me just wrap it up.
To tell you. All the girls know. Jeremiah knows.
It's just the way that she does this to everyone.
You have to promise me you're not going to say anything to any of the other guys because it's not their business.
Mamacita?
No, I know. Then he's like, Mamacita. He doesn't get it. He doesn't get it. But I love Nick. Mommy.
Like, what is that? Why would you say it like that?
Right?
No, I'm a mommy.
Like, what are you talking about?
Mom of what? A dog?
I have a daughter.
Like, in real life?
Yeah.
Like
also, what does that mean? Like, right. In real
life? Like,
they're
both so funny. He's not getting it that it's, like, a baby? Like, a kid?
Like, in real life?
Yeah, and then she's, like, saying it like that.
I'm a mommy. I've been seeing so many clips. Where is she going? Oh, I've been seeing so many clips of her specifically. She's really going viral from this show.
She really has.
But I mean, I've been seeing so many clips, and she just looks so sad in all of them.
You know what? She's a pretty crier.
She is a very pretty crier.
She's a really pretty crier.
She's gorgeous.
But no, it was, I would say it's definitely like the beginning. I feel like I feel like you should not be now. If you have not been watching Love Island, you're not keeping up, you don't want spoilers, skip this part, because I'm about to spoil.
Yeah, I'll put a timestamp right here. Goes to that timestamp if you don't feel like, you know, getting skipped.
Yes, Jeremiah. I mean,
getting spoiled.
Okay, oh my god, sorry. Let me see.
Sorry.
Jeremiah, I feel like you should have not left. I don't think you should have left, personally. I think he was actually, like, doing what you need to do in the show, you know, getting to know people, you know, making connections, mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. And, like, that's what you came to do in Love Island. It's Love Island. Anyways, like, I feel like because they got very much connected by, like, the first day, like, they were, like, we're together. That's not right. I feel like some people, like, try to put all the blame on Huda. But I think also Jeremiah, like, yes, they still talk to other people, like, does not, like, they completely ignored everyone else, but not in that way of, like, getting to know each other in that way. And I feel like they both kind of did that and, like, stopped trying to connect with anyone else. So I feel like it's on both end on, like, why things kind of got the way they were. Where, like, I will say, she was kind of doing a lot.
I've heard.
She had some crash outs. Like, there were moments, like, when some of the bombshells were coming in, she was like, this bitch, that. Like, you don't even know her yet. And also, it's, like, it's Love Island. Like, of course she's going to talk to Jeremiah. Like, of course. Like, she's going to be like, no, she's not going to ignore Jeremiah. Like, of course. Of course you're going to talk to Jeremiah. Of course you're going to want to get to know him.
What'd you say?
Like, do you hear that? Who's speaking right now? Like, no, of course you're going to try and speak to him. And of course, things are going to happen. But, like, that'll be up to Jeremiah. Keep the connection with you. Nah, like, let them know. Like, oh, I actually had this connection with this person. Mm-hmm. Blah, 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 blah. You know? So I feel like on both ends, it was kind of like a lot. I thought it was going to happen. Y'all, before we start filming, they had a little dispute. Athena and Zuki. It was more Athena. She just all of a sudden, like, hits at him and then smacked the shit out of him. And obviously, he backed off. He's a gentleman sometimes. So he backed off.
I'm so surprised.
But just now, they got to each other's face, and I was like,
this is the most affection she's given me all week. Literally all week. And I asked for it.
Maybe it's
because,
like, now you have, like, everyone around you. She's like, you know.
She's like, wait.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, no.
She's like, me? I'm the number one.
I asked for it all. Like, I'll sit in that chair, and she won't even get my lap. She'll just sit on the perch next to me, and just, and I'll be like, Athena, and she'll just.
Diabolical Athena. She's like, you're in my seat. Yeah, I know. You're in my seat, sir.
The only reason I keep it is because that's the only thing that they like scratching. They don't.
Really?
They don't do the scratching posts. They don't do any.
Wow.
They don't do the.
They like the authenticness.
I guess so.
They like to scratch the actual furniture.
It was really scratched when I already got it. So
you said all the other cats used to be on there.
But they don't
feel the ancestry.
They hardly even scratch the one in the living room.
Really?
It's mostly that one. When I try and stop it from the living room ones because those are my nice couches. Yeah. But
it's when you're like kind of go ham.
Yeah,
so
that,
it's
that
already
one,
been scratched.
That one
up.
I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
And usually,
I get it.
Usually they're good with the rules, but you know them. You know them.
I was gonna say, I've definitely seen them.
I know.
I know.
I'm so tired of them.
They just like to be a little rebellious. Oh, they're sweetie. Just kids with Nathaniel. They're just kids. I know. Kids.
She's literally only 3, which is like 97 in guys.
Yeah, and she's like, I think we did the math once, and she's like older than us, apparently. Yeah, she's like
23.
No, she's older.
25?
No, oh, I think it was like a lot more. Wouldn't she be like 20? Oh my god, Athena.
I'm so sorry.
She's like 28 now. But my favorite people on Love Island so far, as of now, Amaya. I fucking love Amaya. I really love her. Do you know who Amaya is? you need to watch it. Do you have Peacock?
I thought it was on Hulu.
No, it's on Peacock.
I mean, I thought it was on Netflix.
No, I'm literally telling you and you're still like, sorry. It's on Peacock.
I didn't know. No, it's on Peacock. I think my mom has Peacock. I'll ask for the login.
You're going to have to catch it's up so much. It's not on Netflix? Oh, so they're like crazy. An hour long, each one.
Episode? Oh, it's not Drag Race. One.
Okay, but you're behind, bitch. When I was behind, I mean, I was still behind, but, like, I kind of binged that shit in a week. And that was, like, I think it was, like, 13, maybe 12 episodes.
Oh, I can't get into another fandom.
And now, Nathaniel, I think we're, like, past that. I don't know what we're on.
I can't.
But we're past it. Let's see how behind you are.
I can't get into another fandom.
No, but you need to get into this.
The way.
You need to watch at least this episode. Like, this season.
You know, I feel like Huda's the one that brought a lot of people onto, like, got a lot of people watching this season.
She definitely is what got me to watch it. Because, I mean, I'm like, I saw, even, like, past seasons, like, I saw Love Island, like, cats, like, being on TikTok, you know, blah, blah, for whatever. But it never, like, caught me. Huda's the one that got me. Huda's the one that got me.
I've never seen anyone actually talking about the show, except, like, promotional stuff. But this is the first time I've actually seen people like...
Oh, girl, we're on episode 22. We're on episode 22.
That's only...
Also, I will say, I don't watch the After Sun ones. And they're, like, every Saturday. I don't watch those. Because they're just, like, interviewing. From what I've seen, they're interviewing, like, people that have been on there in the past. Sometimes they'll interview the people on there. Right, I don't care. Like, I don't care about that.
I want the story. I want to see the actual
stuff going down. Like, I don't want to see that going down.
Is it like Big Brother where it's like...
I never watched filmed?
Big Brother. Well, like, Big Brother's like live and like in the house, like as they're being taped. Is it like that or is it like pre-filmed?
From what I heard, it's like... I guess kind of what you just kind of said. Like, they have the cameras in the villa, in the Casa Amor, blah, blah, blah. Like, they have them there. It's not like an actual film crew. Like, they have the cameras there and everything. But I think it's, like, pre-filmed by, like, a week. We're a week behind from what actually went down
for
them.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
So what we see this week is going to be last week, I guess. Well, that's what I heard.
So they're, like, in the villa right now.
No, they're in the... No, yes. I love seeing their TikToks from the ones that have left. But it's like, I hate it.
They get eliminated?
Yes!
I really don't know.
I will say, I'm kind of a hypocrite on this one. Hannah. Hannah, in the beginning when she left, I was kind of like, yeah, like, I'm fine with it. But now I'm kind of like... She would have been a good one, honestly, to still be on there. But instead of not, you have, like, all the other people that would be gone. Huda is still there.
Oh, good. I'm so excited for her.
She is mingling. If she wasn't mingling, then I would definitely be like, she's gotta go. There's this one person. This happened last week. Okay, Alondria. She was set to leave, right? And I was sad. I was like, oh my god, I can't
believe Oh no.
Like,
oh,
I love her. It's because, like, I love her. But no, I also have to admit, she wasn't really mingling. Oh. Like, she only mingled with Taylor, and that's like from day one. And then there's one other guy named Jalen, I'm pretty sure, and he was a bombshell, so he came on a little bit later, and he was on voted out, so he wasn't there anymore. So she wasn't really, from what I saw, she wasn't really mingling with a lot of people. But like, I still love you, girl. Yeah, I just love Alondra. She just has a great personality. I start tearing up. Like, that's
no,
how
I
much
get
I love
no,
it.
I cry almost every Drag Race elimination. No, like,
even in the beginning, like, I still wasn't there because like she was being so strong. She's like, no, it's fine. Like, it's fine. Like. It is what it is, blah, blah. And then when she's talking at the end about, like, having to leave, that's when it really got me. Like, I don't remember exactly what she said, but she was like, I've been waiting, like, 5 years or something like that.
Did she end up leaving?
She didn't, actually. Plot twist, she didn't end up leaving. But the thing is, now she's on, I think, what's it called? Kind of like the chopping block again.
Oh, my God.
Like, she's the only other single with some other people. And I'm like...
Is there anything? It's a time to go.
Maybe, because she really isn't mingling with anyone else. Taylor, he's moved on, girl. Yeah. He's moving on the first day.
Oh my god!
And you want the other thing? You want the other thing? So when her and this other guy named Nick, they come back. There was a Mamacita guy.
Mamacita.
When they were both supposed to leave, but they ended up coming back together as a couple. They come back.
I'm a mommy.
And you know what Taylor does? Because he was coupled up with Alondria. She was like, anyways, they were coupled. Oh, they're like grooming each other. Anyways, they will come back together. And Taylor, right? So cute. And Nick immediately runs. No, Taylor immediately runs to Nick, is hugging her and everything. And Alondra's just there on her.
Oh, like, my God.
I thought that was your couple. Like, come on. I thought you liked, I wouldn't say love, because, like, they've only known each other for, like, a few weeks. But I thought you liked her, you know? Yeah. I thought that was, like, the one you were, like, cooling up with. Like, go hug her. Hug your bro later.
That's crazy.
Like, I'm saying, ran. Holding on.
Like, they're lovers.
No, literally. They could be. But you know what? Anyways. From what I'm saying now, I definitely think maybe it is time. It sounds like I don't want her to leave. Like, no, I don't want her to leave. Like, I really do, like, Alondria.
Can you get comfortable? I keep seeing you trying to lay down, and then she does this again. Get comfortable.
She just can't. She can't decide what she wants.
Could you imagine going on a show like that? First of all, could you imagine me in that cast? There's all those guys with, like, eight packs walking in, and I walk in, like, that would be...
Well, you'd have time to prepare beforehand.
That hot? You think I can get that?
I mean, not all of them had, like, six packs, I would feel.
And I walk in.
Hey, guys. You know one that should be gone? Austin. I think he should. I don't know how he's made it. I don't know how he's made it.
Is
I am.
Isn't he cute?
Well, he... I want to say he's, like... What? Oh, is he going to, like, do it outside?
I hope not.
You told me. No, then I think he is. I think he is. Oh, no. He's learning.
Okay. Okay,
wow,
good.
He's learning. Well, he doesn't fit, I guess.
Y'all don't get it. Y'all don't get it.
Oh, wait, he's turning back around.
He literally did it the other night again.
I'm kind of scared of what's going to go down. Like, Austin, it's not even, like, his looks.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying I think he should leave. I do think... I kind of go back and forth on, like, what I think he's cute or not. I will say that. But I don't think it's his looks that, like, it's like, oh, he needs to go.
Yeah.
It's just the fact, like, he was kind of in a love triangle with this one person named Shelly, right? Like, it was Shelly.
How many bitches are on this show?
So many. So many. Anyways, and they were kind of like a love triangle, but I will say, from what I saw, it seemed like Shelly was leaning more towards Ace. Anyways, and in the end, he said he was kind of getting sick of it, but that's when, like, Amaya came in, and that's when him and Amaya started, like, talking a lot to each other and coupled up, but then he kind of, like, switched up, which I fucking hate. I fucking love Amaya. She seems like such a sweet girl, Nathaniel. Mm-hmm. And he kind of, like, switched it up, and he's, like, talking about, like, how he doesn't want to, like, be around her or anything. And, like, but he's not saying it to her, from what I saw. Like, he's not saying it to her, blah, blah, blah. But besides that, he wasn't really mingling with anyone else after that. I think right now he's, like, with this one person named Jordan, but I just, honestly, I don't want him there. It's been a while since I haven't won him there. It was once he started being like that towards Amaya, when I was like, get out of here.
Yeah, he's got to go.
Get out of here.
You're an Amaya stan.
I am. Wow. I love Amaya.
Athena.
Athena, what's going on?
Athena.
My firm.
She's biting the wire. Biting the wire.
We don't do that
Miss
here.
Ma'am.
That's, like, dangerous.
That is dangerous.
But yeah. Oh. I also think Charlie shouldn't have left. I fucking loved it. I loved Charlie.
Maybe I'm gonna have to get into Love Island.
No, you have to. He's my little eye candy.
Maybe I'm gonna.
He's British. I can't do a British accent.
I hate you. No, you know.
But I just I love Charlie. It was Hannah and Charlie together, and I love them. I loved him.
Did Hannah leave?
She did leave. She was, like, one of the first people to leave.
Damn.
She was voted, actually, by her... I think... Was she voted by her cast or by America, did they say? I don't remember, so I'm not going to say.
Voted by America to be voted out? That would be humiliating. Mm-hmm. I would be so embarrassed.
I forgot which one it was. But you just need to watch it.
I would be
just, like, binge it. Even if you have it as a background sound for, like, the beginning.
Are you joking?
Even just, like, right at the beginning, as, like, a background sound.
I mean, I've never watched an actual episode, so I would love to.
You need to get into it. Just skip the After Sun.
Yeah,
After
I'm Sun, never gonna. Skip it. No, yeah, yeah. That's so boring. I don't care about the interview.
No, right, I don't want to hear that.
I don't care.
I
want to
see what's going on. I don't want to hear it.
My mind literally just went blank.
Okay, I was like, why is he, like, not saying anything?
See that?
Oh, my God, but another thing. Squid Games. Do you watch Squid Games? Oh my God, what do you mean?
I watched half of the first season and I got bored.
Just the first one? You didn't even get to the second one?
No.
Oh my God, it's so good.
And aren't they doing
good.
The third one right now?
Yes, it's the last one, I'm pretty sure. No more after this.
Flop.
No more. No, you're a flop. I love Squid Game so much. You're the flop here. Bro, my whole family loves Squid Game too. Like, I got them into it because
my mom really likes it too.
It's so good. The other day when the last season came out, I was like, okay, we're only gonna watch like a few episodes.
Blah, you know, blah, I blah. Did hear about it, but you know what I heard? I saw two tweets about it, and I just saw two tweets about people not talking about it. They're like, what? They're like, it just came out, and why is there no one talking about it?
Really?
That's what I saw. And so I was like, wow, was this like a bad last season?
No, I liked it. I really enjoyed it. But anyways, I got them all into it because, okay, the day we were going to watch it, the day it later came out, we were like, okay, we're only going to watch a few episodes. We ended up binging the whole fucking thing. It was like six episodes, and each one was like an hour long. I will say, I ended up taking Do you want a spoiler?
A girl, I'm never going to watch it.
Okay. Hey, guys.
Spoiler
warning. Spoiler.
Skip to this timestamp.
He does.
He dies?
He dies. 4, 5, 6 dies.
Are you for real?
I'm so for real.
That's a who wins?
A baby.
What the fuck? What the fuck did you
say?
A baby. What? Okay, roll the tape. Roll it back.
You need to watch it.
Why did a baby win?
Okay, so basically, I fucking hate this part. Okay, I'll give you from the beginning, from the part that
like
I
hate. A baby?
A baby. Wow. Okay, so basically, oh my god, this one character, which I love, like, I literally started crying when she died. She was helping this one pregnant woman and an old lady, right? During a challenge. And basically in a challenge, like, you have to have, like, these three keys and they're all different, right? But you gotta have all three of them. She finds the door when she, like, ended up, like, getting in a fight with one of these other people that wanted to kill them. No, yeah. It's Squid Game. What do you expect?
It gets intense.
So, she ends up winning, and that's when she finds the door to where you need to, like, get out. And she had all the keys. She opens it. And she's like, okay, I can get out. But she ended up coming back to get the other two.
No,
I love her. I love her so much. She ends up coming back, and she ends up getting stabbed by the pregnant woman's guy. Technically, they're not together anymore, but, like, he's the one that got her pregnant.
Yeah. Oh.
Anyways, he ends up, like, stabbing her. And then she had already given birth at this point. The pregnant one. Yeah, during the game. Could you imagine? During the game. She had already given birth at that point. And that's when the guy, like, stabs that lady and then sees that she has a baby, leaves. Anyways, and the old lady and the woman are like, okay, well, the door's over there, let's get on. Okay, I'm skip. They leave, they get out, they're good. But then there's another game, which is the next round. Another spoiler at this point, the old lady, she killed herself, right? No, I know, clock she killed it. Herself. Oh my god, I didn't even say why, but, like, it's fine. You gotta watch it. She killed herself, so that's just the pregnant lady with her baby, but before she had killed herself, she had told 4, 5, 6, like, help her out, like, it's only her, like, she sprained her ankle, like, she's got a baby, like, help her out, blah, something. Blah.
Just kidding. She just had a baby, she sprained her ankle, god, you're in this Squid Game, can you be a little professional?
I'm just kidding. But anyways, at first she was kind of like, I don't think, like, I can, blah, blah, blah. And then,
I'm not gonna help that fucking slob. It's her. She literally had a baby. You want me to help? She has a sprained ankle. She's gonna slow me down.
I know. I bet that's a thought. Because I feel like if I were to be in that, I'd be like,
I'd be like, bitch, no. I want the $10 million.
No, like, especially at that point, it's like, how the fuck am I supposed to do that? Like,
so everyone has to die except for one person. Well, how do you want me to protect her?
Yeah. Anyways, so he ends up helping her out because, like, he sees how much she's struggling, blah, blah, blah. And during this game, it's a jump rope. Like, you know that doll that, like, turns around and it's, like...
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it was her. She was there with a little jump rope, and there was a little boy also on the other side. Oh, another big cute. Statue with a jump... Not really that cute. You know, they're, like, flipping the fucking jump rope, and then, whoosh, at the bottom, it's, like, a bridge. So, like, you'll get knocked over and die because it's a bridge.
That's
so,
tea.
So, it's a high...
How do they throw that?
Ask them. I don't know. Anyways, both in the middle. Okay, motorcycle. He's not cute. I love people on motorcycles, but he was not cute. Anyways.
Who are we seeing?
Nothing much. Anyways. I don't know where he went. He's somewhere over there. Anyways, also in the bridge, there's like a little gap. So like you have to jump over that gap. Besides jumping, you also have to jump over that.
Okay, love.
Anyways. He basically gets over with the baby, you know, 4, 5, 6. And then he's like, I'll come back for you. And he doesn't give me time for, like, I think, like, 15 minutes. Everyone else is going, blah, 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 blah. Eventually, it's finally, like, where he can, like, go get her. I will say, the baby daddy did kind of try to help her, but, like, she didn't want his help because, like, basically he had killed the one person that, like, had helped her. And also, he wasn't really doing much throughout the game anyway, still help her.
We'll
she was
like, baby.
Fuck him. You? I would, my god, that's what she would have been like the other characters. That's what they wanted to.
I would have taken that baby.
Oh my god, well, no.
Everyone's gotta go.
No.
Are you a player?
No, they didn't make her a player. That's the fucked up part. But no. Anyways,
that's so crazy.
Anyways, so and eventually he's about to go back to go get her, and she's like, no, don't come for me. And she kills herself, basically.
Ooh.
She kills herself right there. And then the baby became a player. Because people were saying, like, she made it across, technically. The VIPs were like, well, she made it across, technically.
That's gonna make me mad.
I know.
She's not
They were like, how did we allow her? I don't, not even a day old. She's only a few hours old at this point. They were like, she's a player.
Google Gaga getting thrown across a bridge, basically.
But yeah, basically, she ended up being in a game. And towards the end, she's still in the game, you know, 456 taking care of her. And, hold on, I'm trying to, like, go back and write everyone down.
I'd love to be that baby, though.
Basically, it was a baby daddy and 456 and a baby, obviously, together. And I forgot how it all happened, but I don't remember how it happened. Like, who died first? I think, I'm pretty sure the baby daddy died first. And then 456 killed himself.
Baby. Oh,
I don't remember. Really? I honestly don't remember, so I guess this part's not going to be spoiler, because I don't remember. Gotta watch it again, I guess. But anyways, the baby ends up winning, and...
Wow, to be that baby, you just grow up and you have millions and millions of dollars, and you're like, yeah, I don't know how
like
I got
45
this.
45 billion or something like that?
You're like, I don't know how I got this, but...
No, yeah. the baby ends up going... Okay, so here's another spoiler, but I feel like everyone knows at this point, from, like, I think the first season, second season. The one that controls the game, he has a brother, and, like, the brother was trying to, like, find him, and he knows that he's, like, the one that controls the games and everything. Mm-hmm. So, I guess, like, that brother, the one that controls the games, ended up sending the baby to him.
Oh, wow.
To that brother. Yeah, he's, like, a police officer and all that shit. And, yeah, I guess he's taking care of...
Now I kinda wanna watch the game.
You gotta watch it, girl. You gotta watch
now
it.
Now I kinda wanna watch
it. It's good, girl. It's so good. I'm sorry, you're gonna cry Ooh. When you get to that scene, because, like, about, like, the one that helps them. I forgot her
I
name.
I love to cry at
But there's
TV
so
shows.
Many. Like, in the first one, it was that one girl. Oh, it was a girl and the other girl when they were, like, playing that one game together. So sad.
The one where the marble game. Oh, I know exactly what you're talking. I remember that
so
scene.
Sad.
I remember seeing that scene on... Oh, sorry. On TikTok. I literally just squished your leg. I'm
no,
so
you need to watch it. It's so good. If you've never watched Super Games, y'all need to watch it. It's so good. And now every single one's out, so you don't even have to wait.
Yeah, you don't have to wait
I
for that.
I hate that they did that to us. We had to wait it came out in, like, December, so January, February, March, April, May, June, 6 months. Yeah, 6 months for six episodes? I feel like they should just, like release one episode each week.
Did both parts make sense? Like, did the one that came out 6 months ago, story, go along well with the one that came out the other day?
I mean, it was just picking up where it left off.
Mm.
It made sense. It was just annoying that, like, I waited that long.
I saw a spoiler for the end of the last, The last six episodes that came out in December, where I brought this up. I don't remember the spoiler. I literally don't remember what I'm about to say. Like, I was like, I don't even remember what happened. I don't know. I literally don't remember.
So
immediately, I'm just going to retract that statement and remember it. Like, it never happened. Well, speaking of, like, I guess, like TV shows, I have something. This is so stupid. It's not. Okay, so. Do you know what Lost Media is?
Yes!
Okay.
Oh my, literally the other day I was seeing some stuff, like, did you watch Creepypastas?
Yeah!
I remember, like, the Suicide Squidward, or, like, the Lost episode of Ed, Edd and Eddy.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, like, that shit used to scare the fuck out of me.
I know.
It's funny you bring this up, because literally yesterday I saw someone talking about, like, what's, like, scary Creepypastas that used to scare you as a kid. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna, like, look into these so I can read them to you. I didn't, that's gonna be another episode, maybe later on, when we take our break. But that's so funny that you bring it up right when, like, I saw something like that literally the day before.
I have loved Lost Media and found it so interesting for, like a year now.
Yeah.
I think it's so interesting. And so, the other day, we found something. I didn't do anything, but, like, you know, it was found. They have found the official, this is so dumb, the official Backyard Against pilot.
Really?
It has never been found. It's completely different. Okay, so the I wrote a lot down.
I saw them live.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw them live.
I remember kind of.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite?
My favorite. I can't remember what my favorite one. I think it was probably the pink one or the blue one.
Me trying to remember the names. I was like,
I don't remember their names.
Uniqua and Pablo. Jinx, give me a soda.
There you go.
Oh, yay. Okay, so. The official Backyardigans.
Yeah, I gotta get that voice on.
Okay, okay, okay. So, when the show was first being pitched and everything, it was originally going to be, like, a live-action show.
Well, really?
Like almost like Yo Gabba Gabba. But they switched to animation last. It was a whole thing. But for the longest time, we only had, like, a 3-second clip and pictures of what this original pilot looked like. And it was always so scary, because the 3-second clip was just, like, them dancing around, and it was no audio. And then, like,
creepy.
We have, like, behind-the-scenes photos of, like, them with the costumes off, and it's, like, and we have, like, pictures of this. But we never saw, like, the actual episode. Until recently.
Oh, my God. Please let me have a clip.
Oh, girl, I have the whole episode. We're obviously not going to watch the whole episode.
A screening of the pilot episode. Can you imagine?
Funny enough, the entire episode was about being patient. After years of looking for this, I thought it was really funny that the pilot was always, like, about being patient after we were not patient at all. Like, where the fuck is this pilot? Mm-hmm. But, allegedly, the Backyardigans wiki, the people that own it, have been gatekeeping this for 8 years.
Really?
They have been known that we've been asking for it, and they've just been holding on to it for 8 years. Don't make me mad.
Wonder why. Like, is it that serious? Sorry.
It's not that serious, though. It's literally... Anyway, Oh my god. Why am I struggling so hard?
You're just, like, so excited.
Austin wasn't even in the show.
Who's Austin?
The purple one. I don't even know what animal he is.
I remember
but
the purple one.
He was purple. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
The orange one.
In the episode, Pablo isn't able to understand why he has to wait to do something that he wants to do. And so while everyone is playing, he's just standing around like, why the fuck aren't these flops waiting? And everyone else is like, bitch, we are waiting. We're just playing while we're waiting. And he's like, I don't get it. He's like, I don't understand.
You're not gonna be bored while you wait?
It was actually really cute, and I could see it being a whole show, but I have the episode for us. I have the episode!
Okay, pull it up! I'm excited to see. I used to love the Backyardigans when I was a kid. Oh, I remember the purple one now. What? No, I don't.
I think that's a pink one. The purple one.
I don't remember
there.
That one. That's supposed to be the pink one, right? I was gonna say, but she does look familiar.
Isn't this crazy? Completely different show.
Yeah. See, I remember her. Well, I will say, I thought. No, I don't remember. I remember that one. That's the one I was talking about, the orange one.
The orange one was my favorite. I always loved him. What's his name? I can't tell you. I think he said his name was Tyrone. Cute? Couldn't you see this being a whole show? It is like...
I just, like, feel like I want to watch. I don't know. I feel like I also never watched people in costumes as a kid. Like Barney.
I didn't
watch Barney.
The only show that I watched... Oh yeah, and it wasn't called Backyardigans, it's called Me and My Friends.
You want to play more?
Do you want to keep watching
more?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You're just going to give me like the beginning? Throw me to the middle. Throw me to the middle.
The only like live action show I watched was Yo Gabba Gabba. I used to love that shit. Okay, we're going to skip to... Okay, we're going to 4 minutes in. Oh yeah, no, like we're gonna go to where he's like, why the fuck aren't they waiting?
No,
and
yeah.
They're like, we are waiting. We're just playing. Aww.
Okay, they're dry.
I love how bootleg it is.
Yeah.
I love how. Okay, Athena, I love you so much, but you gotta get it out of my face.
I go, no way.
Athena.
She's like, I'm back.
Move your tail. The flags aren't dry. They're not dry.
So he lied.
Yeah, he lied. Oh, there it goes. Flew right off the stick after they spent so long gluing it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Alright, I got a gist. I'm bored.
Right?
Yeah.
I did sit there and watch the entire episode. Girl, I was hooked. I said, we've been looking for this for how long?
No, of course you don't want to watch it for the whole thing.
Oh, I'm getting all the details. But nah. We found that one. They found the official first Dora pilot, the whole episode.
Oh, really?
They all found them this week, too. It was that one. It was Dora.
I love Dora. I love Dora.
There was another one. That I don't remember what the third one was. Oh, they found the official Shrek, the official Shrek, I guess, pilot. They were like, it was so, it looked so, I'm going to have to show you when we're going to break. It looked crazy.
Really?
Anyway, are you ready?
Oh my god, did you hear? I didn't know this theory. Or I guess like, I don't really think this theory is like a real thing, I guess. I never noticed. But in Shrek 2, is that the one where they go to like see Lord Farquaad? Or is that the first one? No, I think that's the first one.
I think it's the first one.
Yeah. Where apparently there's like some picture lady. Of a mirror.
Yes, I know exactly.
I just now learned this theory or like whatever, conspiracy theory, whatever it is. I just now learned of it, but I never noticed it in the past.
I never noticed it either until I saw the enhanced image. I was like,
I don't know, it kind of creeps me out that she's there.
No, it kind of creeps me out too.
Why is she there?
And I saw that no one's been able to find like who she is either. Like, we don't know.
Yeah, that's another thing. No one knows who she is.
Like, why? Where did she come from?
Why is she there? Like, was it just some editor like thinking it'd be funny to put like his wife there? Or like, oh my god, herself there too? The editor.
She was like,
ah! I would be tracked.
I'm gonna slip me in really fast. No, I saw that too. I love how it's just like, it's like a selfie of her too. She's like, it's so funny. Anyway, do you want to take a quick little break?
Yeah,
really
take
fast?
A quick break. Okay, we're get ready, y'all. We're about to get into some juicy things.
Yeah, we got some juice. Ew. What?
We just got some jewels. Nothing wrong with having some jewels.
We're going to take a quick break.
And we're gonna be right back. Make sure you grab a drink.
Make sure you get a snack. We're back, y'all.
We're back. We are. Maria has a nice little urban legend scary story for us.
This one used to scare the fuck out of me as a kid. This one's the smiling man. It's a creepypasta one. Let's get into it.
Let's get into it.
Okay. About 5 years ago, I lived downtown in a major city in the U.S.
Pocket.
I've always been a night person. What is it in New York City?
I was with.
Or Los Angeles. Is it him?
No, it was me.
Oh my god. So, I would often find myself bored after my roommate who was decidedly not a night person went to sleep. To pass the time, I used to go for long walks and spend the time thinking. I spent 4 years like that, walking alone at night and never once had a reason to feel afraid. I always used to
it's
joke.
It's definitely not New York then. It's
I feel like New York, you'd definitely be like a little nervy.
Yeah.
Even, I feel like even if you're a big man, you'd have to be like, nervy as fuck.
Anytime we walked around at night, when we'd be walking back to our Airbnb in those like dark, dark areas, I'd be like.
No, I know. The night when I was walking home by myself, girl, I was hustling. And even, I did feel comfortable like walking out because like, I mean, we had already walked there alone. Not alone, but like together like before and nothing, it didn't seem dangerous. But, like still, I was like hustling because I'm like, it's alone. I'm alone at night. And I don't even know where exactly where I'm at. Anyways. So, I always used to joke with my roommate that even the drug dealers in the city were polite, but all of that changed in just a few minutes of one evening. It was a Wednesday, somewhere between 1 and 2 in the morning, and I was walking near a police-patrolled park, quite a ways from my apartment. It was quiet even for a weeknight, with very little traffic and almost no one on foot. The park, as it was most nights, was completely empty. I turned down a short side street in order to loop back to my apartment when I first noticed him. I'm getting nervy. At the far end of the street, on my side, was the silhouette of a man dancing.
I told you!
It was dancing. See, it's definitely the one that scared us both. It was a strange dance, similar to a waltz, but he finished each box with an odd forward stride.
I remember specifically the short film of this. That was always, like, it scared me so
bad. I don't think
bad.
I watched the short film, but I'm telling you, the one I watched.
Girl, the second we're done filming, I'm gonna
no, yeah,
on my
pull
laptop.
It up, but I gotta see it.
We're gonna have a marathon.
Ooh. I guess you could say he was dance walking, headed straight for me. Oh my god. Deciding he was probably drunk, I stepped as close as I could to the road to give him the majority of the sidewalk to pass me by. Oh, no, I would have to walk to the other side.
No, yeah, I never understand these situations, because the second I see something a little suspicious, I'm like, oh, okay, let's cross the street.
Yeah,
let's
like, be on the other I need side. Distance.
I need some space.
Yeah, like you can have the whole sidewalk.
Let's hold some space for this.
Yeah. No, yeah. Anyways, deciding he was probably drunk. Okay, blah. I read that. The closer he got, the more I realized how gracefully he was moving. He was very tall and lanky and wearing an old suit. Mm-hmm. He danced closer still until I could make out his face. His eyes were open wide and wild, head tilted back slightly, looking off at the sky. His mouth was formed in a painfully wide cartoon of a smile. Between the eyes and the smile, I decided to cross the street before he did any closer. Thank God. Thank God. Because seeing that girl, you have to move.
I'm running. I'm not even walking at that point.
Oh my goodness. Oh, he says, I took my eyes off of him to cross the empty street. As I reached the other side, I glanced back and then stopped dead in my tracks. He had stopped dancing and was standing with one foot in the street, perfectly parallel to me. He was facing me, but still looking forward, smile still wide on his lips.
Even she's interested.
That would have scared me, because, like, first of all, I would have not taken off my eyes off of him. No, I'm crossing, girl. I'm eyeing you. I'm eyeing you. But, like, that's even more scary. That's, like, if they're, like, facing you at that point, it's, like,
it's
they're
like, you
wanting
know.
They're to get your attention. Like, they're specifically wanting to fuck with you.
Mm-hmm. Ew.
My goodness. I was completely and utterly unnerved by this. I started walking again, but kept my eyes on the man. He didn't move. Athena, girl,
now
I
was
gotta
not the
read.
Time. Now is not the time.
Once I had put about half a block between us, I turned away from him for a moment to watch the sidewalk in front of me.
No.
The street ahead of me was completely empty. Still unnerved, I looked back to where he had been standing to find him gone. For the briefest of moments, I felt relieved until I noticed him. He had crossed the street and was now slightly crouched down. I couldn't tell for sure due to the distance and the shadows, but I was certain he was facing me. I had looked away from him for no more than 10 seconds, so it was clear that he had moved fast. No.
He's
now he's
sprinting.
Behind you?
Ew.
Bro, you need to run. Run away! He started yelling like a maniac. Help me!
I know, no, literally. I mean, Jason is freak.
911, hello? I was so shocked that I stood there for some time, staring at him, and then he started moving toward me again.
Mm-mm.
He took giant, exaggerated, tiptoed steps as if he was a cartoon character sneaking up on someone, except he was moving very, very quickly. I'd like to say at this point I ran away or pulled out my pepper spray or my cell phone or anything at all, but I didn't. I just stood there, completely frozen, as a smiling man crept toward me. And then he stopped again, about a car length away from me, still smiling. His smile
Wait,
was still looking to the
You
sky.
Let him get that? You were half a block away, and then you get him so close that he's one car
length
away?
I know, that's
away.
Probably, like, what were your mirrors at?
Yeah, you're about...
That's... Face to face?
I know, that's literally face to face right now. Hey, girl, and you're over here. You didn't move?
Frozen, I know, like,
you gotta
move.
That would really
move.
Piss
like,
me off.
I wonder, like, I know for me, one time that happened to me with, like, a spider over in Mexico, it was a tarantula. It was a baby one, and that shit was still big. I remember, this is kind of funny. A little side quest from this story. So my grandma, she was screaming. My great-grandma, she was screaming. And, like, I got up to go see, because I'm like, damn, no one's going to go see. Like, what is she yelling about?
Mm-hmm.
And so I go over to her room, and it was a tarantula. She's like, go get the raid. And I'm just there, stood frozen, looking at the fucking tarantula at my feet. I'm like...
I would have been scared. Okay, no, I can't even lie. I'd be scared
so
to move, too.
I was so scared. So I wonder, like... I never knew that was like a real thing that could happen to your body. Like, you get so scared. Like,
yeah.
Were you actually freeze up?
I have had that happen before.
But, like, in this one, I feel like I'm running.
No, yeah.
I don't think my body would freeze up. I don't... Oh, my God. Body, don't do that to me. Like, I hope my body would not do that to me.
No,
like,
right?
I get so scared to the point where I'm, like, frozen. Like, I know it's sketchy, sunny. But, like, I would hope, like, I move. Like, damn, move.
I've only had one time where that's ever happened to me where I've been so scared where I genuinely couldn't.
Yeah, and anytime it's been, like, a person, like, was scaring me or just creeping me out, I've never, like, acted like that.
No. Ever. If this is an actual person that's freaking me out, there's no way I'm gonna sit there while they're...
Especially like this?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
While they're smiling and creeping up to me? No way! Mama,
okay,
I'm gone.
Let's see what happens. Okay, so where is he?
I don't know.
Okay. And then he stopped again about... Okay, where are you at this part? When I finally found my voice, I blurted out the first thing that came to mind. What I meant to ask was, what do you want in an angry, commanding tone? What came out was a whimper. What?
That's you. That's
no way. You. No way. That's you, bitch. You moved that guy and was talking about Big Fat Joe. Sup.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
What? I don't sound like that. I feel like I try to have a commanding voice, too, when I'm in situations like that sometimes.
Oh, no. No, yeah. Miss Marie, Miss Ma'am, Miss Girl. So, what do you want?
That was by the second point I realized I was getting too close.
Me, the one time in my life I've ever tried to be like a man, and Maria just shut me down. Maria slapped me across the face. I got
it, actually.
Called me the F slur and said, I got this.
But you saw how I was talking to him? I feel like I didn't sound scared.
No.
I was a little nervous because I was like, we're in the dark and I didn't know who would fuck, what the fuck he wanted.
I see him all the time. He tried, oh my god, he literally tried to get in front of my car while I was driving the other day. I was driving and I had my windows down. I had music playing and I, you know, having a good time. I was driving and I see him on the side. And I see him waving and he waved at me all the time. So, you know, I always give a short wave. But then I'm getting closer and he's still waving. He's still waving. And then I, you know, I'm not gonna, you're not gonna catch me stopping for him. Especially not him. He looks like that. And so I just keep going, I'm jamming out. And then I'm looking at him and he starts stepping out in the road as I'm like, oh my God. I was like, what's going on?
What did you do? Did you stop, move your car?
No, I just swerved around him. Because he, like, didn't, like, step out, like, in completely in the road. Oh. He, like, took, like, one step into the road and then put, like, another step, like, a side step, like, going into the road. And I was like, this is too much. Mm-hmm. This is too much.
You should have yelled at him, very nerd. Get out the road! What?
Really pull out my New York.
Yeah, pull out your New Yorker accent. Anyways, let's see. Okay, regardless of whether or not humans can smell fear, they can certainly hear it. I heard my own voice, and that only made me more afraid. But he didn't react to it at all. He just stood there smiling. And then after what felt like forever, he turned around very slowly and started dance walking away. Just like that, not wanting to turn my back to him again, I just watched him go until he was far enough away to almost be out of sight. And then I realized something. He wasn't moving away anymore, nor was he dancing. I watched in horror as the distant shape of a man grew larger and larger. He was coming back my way, and this time he was running. I ran too. Thank God.
That just reminds me of that scene from Get Out. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. That always makes me like piss myself.
I ran until I was off of the side road and back onto a better lit road with sparse traffic. Looking behind me, then, he was nowhere to be found. The rest of the way home, I kept glancing over my shoulder, always expecting to see his stupid smile.
Rest of the way
but
home.
But he was never there. Well, I guess he was
home. I would have been sprinting. I wouldn't have even stopped at the well-lit traffic light. I'm running.
Oh, like, fully
I'm
running,
sprinting
yeah.
till I get home. Mm-hmm. Till no, I get home. Oof. But honestly, this person's smart. Because at least, I mean, the only dumb thing they did is let them get car length away from them.
Yeah.
But, you know, they still ran. They crossed the road. You know, yeah, I feel like they checked all the boxes.
I feel like in the beginning, they were doing the right thing.
Yeah, and then, you know, they just...
I don't know. I feel like they should have, like, immediately crossed the side.
They stood there.
Cross the road when he saw someone acting weird.
He stood there while a man danced towards them, and they just said, hey. Like, that's crazy.
Okay, wait, let me finish. I lived in that city for 6 months after that night, and I never went out for another walk. There was something about his face that always haunted me. He didn't look drunk. He didn't look high. He looked completely and utterly insane, and that's a very, very scary thing. A very scary thing to see. I get that. Literally, the other day I was also thinking about this. I still remember we had went thrifting at your old house. Like there was a Goodwill like.
Right oh yeah, like house. Literally right across the street.
And
lovely.
I remember we had like I think we had just finished trying on things like both of us, and you were turned towards me, and I was turned towards the other way, obviously where I could see like the whole store. Mm-hmm. And I saw this one man. He was like staring right at me. I remember I told you, but you did not see him. You didn't see him for some reason. He was, like, staring right at me, like, a few clothing racks away. And he had, like, the most insane, deranged look. Ew. Like, his smile. He was, like, this old guy.
Ew, that's eyes... giving smile.
No, literally that's giving this the guy. Smile movie. Literally this guy. His eyes were so wide, and his smile was so wide, too. And he was, like, looking at me. He was missing some teeth, too.
Ew.
And everyone I tried to tell, he's, like, look. He's, like, right there. You're, like, I don't see him.
That's literally smile movie. That's literally the smile
scary.
Movie.
It was scary. And I remember you wanted to look at the shoes, and I was like, okay, we'll look at the shoes. And he was still, like, looking at our direction. He had moved on a little bit away at this point. But, like, if I was by myself, I definitely would have left. I would have left running, looking over my shoulder. Because, like, that's, I'm saying, like, he had such a scary look to him.
I wish I could.
I wish you did see him. I was trying to get you to see him.
That is hilarious.
Scary.
Are you ready to wrap this up?
I have one more thing.
Oh, yes. I forgot about this. Yes, we have one.
Okay. I know. Look at me being a reader.
I know. Wow.
I don't think I'm that bad.
No, that, I think that was pretty good.
I feel like someone's
I got interested. Did you see her? She got perched up. She's like, what's she talking about?
I know. I saw. Okay. So I've been seeing this trend on TikTok of like Man of the Year. It's like a sound that goes Man of the Year. And some of these things that these men are saying to people are just so
insane.
Yeah. Like, I can't believe there's someone like texting this to someone who's like, yep, that's what I want to send. Anyways. So I thought it'd be fun to read some of them.
Let's hear some.
Okay, this one says...
Oh my god.
Okay, a little context before. She says, I watched one episode of Euphoria before I knew what it was. And then he basically sends her on Snapchat, I was under the impression you watched the whole thing uncensored. It literally ate me up. Made me want to throw up. I felt so sick, so angry. I was so mad. I didn't even think about the fact that you could have watched it before we were dating. In the book, that's 100% cheating. In my book, that's 100% cheating. Watching something like that, especially in a relationship, will make me leave so fast. You have no idea what you put me through all night. I could not fall asleep because of that thought of you watching that show. Kept running through my mind. I was bawling my eyes out, and I collapsed to the floor and was so mad. I punched it till my knuckles bled. I felt like absolute garbage.
I would have been like, send a picture of the knuckles. Let me see them.
Yeah, I don't believe you, actually. And you finally responded after me being up virtually all night, just being completely depressed and utterly livid. And to my relief, you didn't watch the full thing. You have no idea how much that hurt me, Caitlin. So don't you dare even start with the I can't do anything right crap. Like, girl, it's Euphoria. I feel like they have to be teenagers. I think this one's like a teenager-y one. But like... What? It's so crazy.
Euphoria isn't even that show. Bad, right?
It's a show. I mean, you see some titties.
Like titties.
But, like, you don't really see much.
Yeah. Titties. Everyone has titties. There's still nipples.
I know what you mean. I know. But, like, I mean, it's just what it is. I mean, it's like, you know what it is. It's almost standard. Men can take off their shirts, a woman can't.
Yeah. You want to see my nipple?
But, like, I guess this guy considered it cheating that, like, she was watching a show where they have, like, sexy stuff.
I really would have been like, show me your knuckles. Yeah. I would be like, please send me a picture of them.
I feel like this one is, like, very common. I know Euphoria is definitely a little bit more graphic, but even then, I feel like it would be, like, as graphic. Mm-hmm. I would consider, like, very graphic. Like, you're not seeing actual puss, you know? Like, you're not seeing some puss, you know? Like, yeah, you're seeing some tits, but, like, it's nothing crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Especially with, like, some shows now and movies, like, they'll get down, they'll show a little something.
And also, is he saying that he's never watched porn before?
I don't know. Also, I guess he's saying, like, in a relationship. That's what he said. Like, in a relationship, watching something like that.
I was so mad. I didn't even think about the fact that you could have watched it
before we were dating.
Like, what is that even? I know.
I guess if she watched it before they were dating, he would have been fine with it. But, like,
these men,
it's just such a weird thing to get mad about, even if you were dating. I'm like, what? It's a show.
It's literally a show.
Like, she's not the one actually doing the act.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, this one says, baby, I swear I didn't mean... Oh my god, I remember this one. Baby, I swear I didn't mean to like her story and react with heart eyes. I fell asleep with my phone open, and you know my house is haunted. I think that one of the ghosts is trying to sabotage our relationship, and did that so you would leave me. It's like of all the lies. It's like, I feel like at that point you're calling me stupid or something. Because of all the lies, that's the lie you want to give me. Like, you could have said... I fell asleep, my phone was on,
I rolled over, you know.
Yeah.
I've done that, but, like, I mean, I've never, like, sent, like, heart eye emojis to, like, someone's story.
I've sent things to people.
I've like, messaged people on Snapchat. I've just, like, random letters. Mm-hmm. I've done that a few times. But, like,
this is the lie. This is the one.
Babe, there's a ghost. You literally... You heard it again, right?
Yeah, bitch, I heard it. Oh, my God, I'm scared.
Ooh, the man!
Oh, my goodness.
That's terrifying, the man! Anyway.
But, like... It's just like, why would you say that?
Babe, my house is haunted.
I'm telling you, mostly it's just like, to think it, to type it, then they'll be like, sent.
But yes, this is the...
This is the one.
This will get her to stay.
Okay, this one says, basically, I don't know how to word it, but like, I'm not feeling it anymore. I want to break up with you, low-key, but I ain't get yet. Like, I can't decide, sorry. And she says, what the fuck? And there's a little follow-up to this one. Let me see.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Did she delete it? Let me see.
No.
Please tell me she didn't. Okay, sure. Oh. So she says, no. The fuck you mean you can't decide? I'll fucking decide for you then. I am breaking up with you, low-key. And he says, no, I never said I wanted to break up. You did. You literally did. And she says, okay, but I am. By the way, doing this over text was a shitty move since you didn't have the courtesy to talk to me about it real life like an adult. You're getting blocked. I'll give Alex your stuff and he can pass it on. Good night and God bless.
God bless.
He didn't say he wanted to break up. He just said he couldn't decide.
I know. I'm
like,
not...
Loki, like, you're just deciding? You think I'm going to be the backbreaker?
Also, he literally said, I want to break up. So, it's literally saying, I want... So, I never said I want to break up.
Loki.
Oh, God. I need to take that word directly out of my vocabulary. Straight out of my mouth.
Oh, my God. But, like, what the fuck? You think someone's going to just sit there and wait there for you to decide if you want to be over with me or not?
I wish I could find... My messages. Yes. I know. I mean, I haven't deleted.
I know what you mean.
I haven't deleted any of his messages yet. So I'm sure if I just really wanted to, I could go through and find them. But it's all the ones that were on this phone that were the juicy ones. Mm. The good ones. But
did you delete everything?
Yeah, I deleted everything off that phone.
Wow.
I know.
If only you knew.
If only.
Not a man of the year.
I could have done the man of the year trend.
But you would have won. You would have had so many then.
Girl, don't I know. Ooh. Ooh.
Okay, this one says, oh my God. I'm going to give this relationship one more chance. If I cheat again, then I'm out.
I've been like, actually, I'm out right now.
Yeah, I'm out right now. What do you mean if you cheat again, you're out? No, you got to get your act together.
One more time. I'm gone.
I know. He's saying it like he's like doing some big thing for her.
I know.
I'm out.
I'm gone. Boots. I got to go.
Shut the fuck up.
Like, what are you talking about?
Okay, this one says, sometimes when I'm not in the mood to kiss you, but you're all over me, I think about my mom. And it low-key puts me in the mood. Okay, is that weird? Isn't that weird? You're thinking about your mom while you're kissing me, you freak? Yeah, that's weird.
Clearly what we were just talking about off camera.
I know. Freak.
Freak. That's crazy. Saying, is that weird? No, to even type the first part is crazy. But then to ask, is that weird?
With the skull emoji. You know what it is.
Well, that's weird.
You know.
They don't make me. Is that
and
weird?
Then she says,
because what do you even say?
No, is
that weird? Yes.
We need to rethink this relationship. Yeah. What I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Does she look like his mom?
I don't know. She didn't say anything about that.
Anyway, look.
Okay, this next one says, I really did like you there for a second, but I saw your extensions in your hair, and my last girls didn't have them, and it terrified me. I thought you had cancer, and I don't fuck with cancer kids. Like, why would you say that? But it's like, this is so crazy. It's a little funny, but it's like, why would you say that? I don't fuck with cancer kids.
I do not fuck with cancer kids. They're weird.
Like, you're dying?
That's really strange. That's really, really strange.
Oh my God.
Watch, when we get famous, they're gonna clip this and be like, they said
they're like, they don't fuck with cancer kids.
They don't fuck with cancer. Did you hear that?
Now.
Can't tell them. Okay, I don't fuck with cancer kids.
I didn't cheat on you. I was doing a loyalty test for you. I wanted to see if I'd fall for temptation, and unfortunately I did. But that just proves how strong temptation is, not how weak my love is. Mm. If anything, this shows how much more I need you to keep me grounded.
Mm.
Shut up.
Am I your
loyalty
mom?
Loyalty test?
Am I your mom?
I know, I was like, am I the one that's supposed to take care of you? But also loyalty test? Loyalty test for who? Yeah, I didn't ask for that. You just gotta not do it. It doesn't have to be a test. You just have to not cheat. That's it.
Don't do it. Is it that hard? I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
But, you know.
Apparently for him.
Apparently for a lot of men.
Yes. Okay, well, that's all my...
Damn.
My little...
Wow.
Things.
Wow.
What do you think about it?
I love this trend.
I love it too. But some are so like, oh my God, why would you say that?
It makes me feel like I'm not the only one that's gone through... Like, these type of experiences. Mm-hmm. It makes me... I haven't seen any audio ones, no.
No. Some of them are crazy. I saw one where, like... It was, like, a video also. Where, like, the guy's like, you know I can hit you right now. No, literally, so fucked. It's so fucked. He's like, you know I can hit you
right now. Oh!
Like, what are you talking about? No? Anyways.
It's
just, like, a fucked up thing. But, like you said, definitely, like, an eye-opener on men. It's like, oh, I guess, like, I've also, like, experienced things like this. So it's kind of similar. But also, some of them are, like... very out of hand, where it's like, what the hell?
Some of them are definitely unique experiences.
No,
some
yeah, and it's like, wow. Honestly, I'm glad I've not been talking to men recently.
That one about, happy. Is it weird that I think about my mom when I don't want to have sex with you, but that puts me in the mood or whatever it was?
Yeah.
That one, I feel like that definitely has to be
a unique experience. I've never experienced that one.
I have not.
I've never. I'm, That's insane.
What if I just, like, don't want to kiss you? I think about my mom, and then all of a sudden, I want to pound your brains out. Yeah. What? What?
Like, shut up.
Are you on?
Get help. Seek help.
Literally SOS. You need help now.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, yeah, y'all, we're going to wrap this up. We're going to film some TikToks. We're going to have a good out time in the little town.
I know. I'm so mad. I'm literally so mad. Because I was looking at the weather, and it literally said that it was supposed to rain from, like, 3 p.m. till late tonight. Mm-hmm. And so I've set up my house accordingly. I put the trash can under the leak spot for when it came. And then sunny skies. Mm-hmm. Sunny skies!
Yeah, very sunny. The sky, it's looking pretty blue.
Looking beautiful.
Yeah, looking great.
So we gotta go. We have to, just like...
We gotta go surface.
So cut. Be those bitches.
Watch our TikToks, y'all. Come on out.
I know. They're so good.
Also, we might be a little live today. Don't know how long, but we might go live.
Oh, yeah. We might go live.
Hold no, on. Actually, we're definitely going to go live. Just not that long. Well, you don't want to?
No, I would love to.
I think
it
would be fun to go live, especially when we're, like, out and about.
Mm-hmm. No, I would love to. That sounds so really fun.
And even a little bit while we film some TikToks. I was going to say, go watch right now, but this is coming out in the future. But, like...
So, if you tuned in to the live, comment down below if you were there.
Let us know how much you enjoyed it. Oh my gosh, please make me little clips.
Oh my god, yay!
I think we'll have some fun clips. You know?
Start
screen recording
now.
Especially the dancing ones.
Uh-huh. Oh,
the dancing ones. I'm not a good dancer. No. We all know I'm not a great dancer. Sorry, no, there's gonna be some funny clips.
I'm really excited.
Oh my god, thank god it's not like the, what's it called? The one where we had to go back like that? Which one was that one?
The Aston Ray one?
Yes, y'all, I look crazy.
I still haven't posted it.
I literally pulled out my neck.
I can't.
No, it's gotta be posted. After I pulled
There's
my neck.
There's something about, I want to post it too because I did it.
No, you did it so
many
times.
4 million times at 1,000% every time. And I really remember by the end of it, I felt like a shell. I didn't even feel like a person anymore. Oh my god.
You're like an animatronic doing it back.
No, that's literally what I felt like. I was like, it was so hot outside.
It was so hot.
My hairline. My hair, it looked like I just got out of the bath. It literally, I was soaking wet.
No, I remember.
So wet. Makeup Crunch. Gone. Makeup, ow.
Melt it off.
No, literally melt it. I was like, oh my god. Anyway, we're gonna go. We gotta go.
Bye.
So, goodbye, ladies. We'll see you next week. Good. Bye.